Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Jim Eisenreich. Batting second. The center fielder, Brian McCray. Batting third. The third baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chris Gwynn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Kurt Wilkerson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rico Rossi. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mike Magnant. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting third. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The DH, George Bell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Huff. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Sean Abner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Craig Grebeck. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Kirk McCaskill. And now, play ball. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into center field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian McCray is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McCray hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Abner. McCray reaches second base with a double. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raines throws the ball into Ventura, who relays the ball to Sachs, who tags Brett trying to catch an extra base, for the out. McCray scores. It's 1-0, Royals. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Raines steals second. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sachs hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rossi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwynn bunts for a single. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McFarlane hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gwynn moves to second. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilkerson takes first base on ball 4. Gwynn moves to third. McFarlane moves to second. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rossi strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0 for 1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a line drive off the glove of Ventura, and into shallow left field. Eisenreich reaches second base with a double. Gwynn scores. McFarland scores. Wilkerson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Royals. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Huff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Huff hits a line drive towards the mound. Magnant reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carcoviche bunts towards the mound. Magnant fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Abner hits a fly ball into right field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin McReynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McReynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gwynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gwynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Grebeck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gwynn. Grebeck reaches second base with a double. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a line drive for a single. Grebeck moves to third. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sax is 0 for 1 in the game. Sax hits a pop-up into right field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Raines steals second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with McCaskill covering, for the out. One out. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilkerson takes first base on ball 4. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Rossi is 0-for-1 in the game. Rossi hits a fly ball into right field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into right center field for a base hit. Wilkerson moves to third. Brian McRae batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McRae for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Huff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Huff is 0-for-1 in the game. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rossi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkovice takes first base on ball 4. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Abner is 0-for-1 in the game. Abner hits a line drive beyond short. Rossi can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Karkovice moves to second. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grybek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Grybek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Abner moves to second. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive beyond second. Sachs can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brett strikes out. 1 out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McReynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. McReynolds hits a line drive into left field. Raines picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Raines. Jeffries goes all the way around to score. McReynolds moves to third. It's 5-0, Royals. Chris Gwynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gwynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gwynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McReynolds scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Royals. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grybek fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sachs is 0-for-2 in the game. Sachs strikes out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Ventura hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Royals. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right center field for a base hit. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Thomas. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Thomas steals second. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Huff is 0-for-2 in the game. Huff hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McFarlane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Wilkerson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wilkerson is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck misplays the ball. That's an error on Grebeck. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rossi is 0-for-2 in the game. Rossi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sachs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Eisenreich batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. There goes Wilkerson. The throw from Karkoviche and he is out, Sachs applying the tag. 2 outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Eisenreich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Meacham now pitching. Ron Karkoviche batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Karkoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meacham fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Abner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Abner hits a pop-up into right field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Grebeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jeffries strikes out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McReynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McReynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines strikes out. 1 out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sachs is 0-for-3 in the game. Sacks hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Terry Leach now pitching. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gwynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McFarlane strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wilkerson is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rossi is 0 for 3 in the game. Rossi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Huff is 0 for 3 in the game. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops it up and throws to first, with Meacham covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rossi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Eisenreich is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jeffries strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Joey Cora pinch hits for Sean Abner. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cora takes first base on ball 4. Warren Newson pinch hits for Craig Grebeck. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Newson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilkerson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.